My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I can't lie. I just, at this point in the week, I just want to watch Modern Family, and this is the one day it's not on. I just want to put Modern Family on the TV. That way I can just glance up every once in a while. And
see, we're about to turn Modern Family into your new office, where it's your security blanket. Just turn it on.
It might be. Yeah, it might be.
I haven't seen Modern Family in a while. I got to watch it, man.
There's not a bad season of that show, I don't think.
We have the multi-view on, and then USA, you know, their Olympic coverage ends, and so every day we would look up, and it would be about this time, Modern Family would be on in the upper right-hand corner, and it's like, well, just forget it. Let's just watch. Let's put Modern Family on.
Not even able to hear it.
I'm tired of watching USA get their butt kicked in wrestling, so let's turn to something else. Like, none of you guys are getting to WWE. I just watched one American after another get their ass kicked by I think both of them were from Japan.
Yeah, Japan was putting them paws on them.
So you see they're confirming Roman's dates for SmackDown and all that?
So I saw they confirm. So he's obviously tonight. I saw they confirmed another one.
He's September 13th.
Oh, that's not going to be the 20th.
It's all right. They're slowly releasing it, slow playing it. Maybe we get the 20th.
I shouldn't say this, but I wouldn't
That'll
be
the second week they're on.
Not go back to back.
That's the second week they're on USA too.
13th is or 20th?
Oh, they're moving back to USA that quick?
Yeah, I think the 13th are on USA, and then I believe the 20th will be the second night they're on USA.
Wow. I didn't realize that was happening. But yeah, I guess this is the time that the deal ran out. They had to get the buffer deal done.
Yeah.
Because they don't go to Netflix till I think it's January. It's definitely 2025. I don't remember if it's January. But I remember there was a lapse between the end of the deal and started the new deal.
Did they like get that deal done to fill in the gap by giving them SmackDown?
No, I think USA already had SmackDown. That's why when all of this happened, when USA was like, no, we're not going to be a bridge. It was like, well, wait a minute. This is dumb. You guys still have a ton of WWE properties.
Right. Like you guys are still, you got a show. Like,
but it was also probably like, yeah, we're not going to do this for free. Right. We're going to figure out, you know, what it takes to get this done. So I'm sure this was a very cushy deal in comparison to deals that they've signed in the past.
Yeah. Spencer in the Matthews Match of Chatty House brings up something we talked about or we had. Roman got a deal with Jordan Brand. Yeah, man, they're supposed to have a Bloodline shoe coming out next year. I remember seeing,
was it
WrestleMania that they had that promo? Like on his Instagram or something like that about...
I feel like it was before, but sure. Like, I feel like that's been out there for a little bit. Or at least rumblings of it for a little bit. That's pretty exciting.
That is really cool, man. There hasn't been anybody else that had a shoe deal, huh?
In wrestling?
Yeah.
No. No.
Hogan had his own weights.
Hogan did have his own weights, brother. But I think that was just a Titan Sports. That was just a WWF thing. Mm. Like, just like the lunchbox. Like, he's just the Hulk Hogan weights it, brother. I thought I was lifting like 50 pounds, 25 pounds each, Mom. No, sweetie, that says 2.5. Oh.
It's kilograms.
No. Not even pounds. All right. Got a little late start on my training there because I didn't quite understand. And it had a, I remember the tape to this day. You put the tape in and it plays, it didn't play Real American, but it played the music from, it was Fire too. It was from Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling. And
I don't remember the song, but I remember
the music is fire. It's yeah. It's a good sound. And yo, Hulkamaniacs. And he talks about how training is serious business, and it's not that it's not fun. It's just not a game. And he runs through all of these different things. All right, brothers. And it's like, oh, okay, all right, Hulk, here we go. Right. That was my Hulk Hogan weight set.
Those are good times, man. Simpler time in life.
Crazy. After all, like Roman is the first to have like a legitimate shoe deal. Shane had a de facto.
Yeah, Shane would always have his Jordan. He had the new Jordan, like the new year Jordan.
So right? When Shane came out, when he returned, I think it was in Detroit, he had on some version of the Chicago ones. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know exactly which ones. And everyone kind of went crazy for it because he had the Blazer and the Jordans. And then from the way he told Jordan, just started the brand just started sending him shoes.
Mm.
Just like that.
See, and that's what I need.
Every time he did a show, he had on a different pair, mostly ones.
Mm.
Like he just had like a series of ones on.
And sometimes that I remember him, he would always, I don't want to say debut, but whatever the new shoe was that year during WrestleMania, like the 35s or the 36, he was always wearing those. You would always see him in the new version of the Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stone Cold was not wearing Jordans.
Stone Cold used to wear some of the tightest shorts.
Oh. Steve Austin would wear shorts, so his jean shorts would be so tight. they'd rip. They would rip from his whatever he was doing. Like Steve Austin would wear some torn shorts
that tight.
I don't even like how did their jean? How did you get them on?
Yeah, man, that was his bag, man. But I guess Shane would probably be the only one that would wear shoes like Roman is. It only makes sense. Kofi would wear shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Kofi was on ESPN, had like a sneaker show on like ESPN Plus. I remember they did the whole show on like Kofi one time in his shoes, but Kofi's also not Roman.
Hey, I think an American wrestler won.
Talk that talk, big dog.
Finally. Oh, yeah, that's definitely the face of a losing coach right there. My goodness. All right, my man. There you go.
He looked like Teofimo Lopez.
Wonder why Terrence Crawford's running from him.
Terrence Crawford running from him? He beat the brakes off of T.O.
That was hilarious. Some guy just grabbed his hand and shook it. Hey, good job, pal. Way to go. He's like, yeah, who the hell are you?
This isn't funny, man. This is actually very rude. But did you see that clip of Travis Scott where the kid tried to take a picture?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I did see that.
That's not okay. But
Travis had a reaction to that.
Travis, the guy tries to put his hand like, hey, Travis, little 12-year-old. Hey, Travis, can I get a picture? Like, don't touch me. Moved his hand out the way and gave him a thumbs up and kept moving.
That was the killer, was the thumbs up.
Thumbs up with no smile,
none,
too.
None whatsoever.
Don't touch me.
Come on, man.
That is just rude, man. That is rude. I hope D'Lo's never like that when people try to take pictures with him at the Golden 1 Center.
Don't do that.
Doesn't get close enough. He just waves from some.
Good point.
Yeah,
oh,
courtside.
Good point.
Oh, so
yeah,
this is the
point.
Part of the show we're
that's
at.
A real good point.
It I'm happened. Just going off of what I've seen on Twitter.
Yeah, we try to act like it didn't happen. It happened.
Stupid John Bull's fault. Just minding my own business.
Wave was smooth, though.
And the jacket was fire, too, so... It was up.
It was like the wave, and then like he sees someone, he's like, "Oh yeah, what's up, man?"
I think the tweet did numbers too. Tweet did crazy numbers.
Oh yeah, because people were eager to make fun of me. So that's always
how
awesome.
Are they making fun of a guy that has this fire jacket on, a perfect wave, and
what is a perfect wave?
What you did,
whatever you did,
and
yeah.
He had the didn't he have the double tap?
Yeah.
It's like
when you know
man.
It, you see it when
come
you know
on.
It, you know, or you know yeah. You know when you see it.
My boy was cooking out there, boy. Cooking.
All right. Sham Sharania dropped the NBA Christmas Day games. Oh, no, that's great. Thank you, Dr. David. No, it's great. David found it in like 2 seconds.
Now, let me see. Hey, did you tag me, Dr. David? No, let me see what's going on here. There. Oh, yeah. It was on. I mean, it did look like it was on the red carpet. The lineup was fresh. Come on, man. Stop playing with him.
Wow.
Stop playing with him.
No, it's good. Get it out of your system.
He didn't come to play with y'all today. Stop. Man, that was classic. That's a top 10 moment.
It is absolutely not a top 10 moment.
I don't know, man. It's a top 10 moment. Put it to a vote. People might say it's a top 10 moment. Once again, the tweet did numbers. Did crazy numbers.
That's not even on the show. it didn't even happen on
this. It's show adjacent.
Okay.
Maybe you should wear the jacket on 1,000th episode.
Well, I'm trying to wear something else on the 1,000th episode,
okay.
But I'm having some.
Okay.
You know what?
Custom made. Okay.
You know what's funny about the jacket? The whole get up. It's right behind you. I literally see it every single day. Almost like I can't even wear that anymore.
Why?
Well, because it's on screen every day.
Once you get a picture on Instagram, you can't take, you can't take a picture with it no more.
Yeah, that's right. You can't have another picture. It can't be like that day I had the camo shirt on like exactly 1 year apart.
That's so ridiculous that we do that. I can't. If I took a picture in this shirt today, I could never post a picture of me with this. Like if they're both, I can't double.
That's why you bought all of them. That's why you got one in like every color.
No, I don't have one in every color. That is just. That's about as false as it gets.
You should wear the OVO jacket on the 1,000th show.
The one you got from Drake.
Yes.
I didn't get it from Drake. It's a nice jacket, though. I like
it. It's a very nice jacket.
Yeah. Didn't get it from Drake. I mean, you know, just saw it, liked it. You know, if they got a... I saw Savannah wearing the PG Lang shirt. I'd wear one of those.
Yeah.
That was a nice shirt.
I didn't even see one of those.
I hadn't either. Where'd you get that?
According to the Chatty House auto-generated chat summary, viewers are reacting to a controversial situation between Drew and Kim. They are divided in their opinions, with some supporting Drew and others siding with Kim. I find that very hard to believe. Oh, that's terrific.
There's a divide in the Chatty House.
There's a divide. I think today's is it the 25th anniversary of Chris Jericho's debut in WWE? A slightly overrated debut.
I was going to ask you, is that...
slightly overrated.
I didn't like the way they did it.
The reaction is great. He's out there with The Rock, who's The Rock. Mm. But it's looking back on it, it's like kind of cheesy.
Mm. Yeah.
They talk like it's the greatest ever.
The reaction is really good. The build up to that moment was really, really good. The Jericho hits the screen. The crowd in Chicago goes crazy. He immediately establishes himself as a heel, which is, you know, that's tough to do in that situation. Mm-hmm. But it leaves a lot to be desired watching it in 2024.
I would say real quick, I didn't like the build up because didn't they like promote like Y2J and everything.
No, they did.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The clock. They did countdown to the millennium, and the clock was just counting down.
And it didn't reference.
Yeah, Jericho. It didn't reference Chris Jericho at all.
On second thought, that's not bad.
Then. Well, figure like it matters. I have to imagine it wasn't midnight at the time.
Well, no, they established that it was counting down to got closer. This is counting down. Like this is going to end at the Chicago Raw, and then when the show started, they put the clock on. Mm. And so you knew that clock was going to expire an hour and a half into the show.
Mm.
And The Rock was in the ring.
I forgot some things. That is kind of fire.
It's the promo that's like,
it's
whatever.
Yeah. It probably went 5 minutes too long, too.
And The Rock is cheesy. We'll come back.
The biggest heel turn.
Yeah, you got
to
gosh.
It's D'Lo on the turning on The Rock.
Folks, we're going to get this last commercial break out of the way. Don't you dare go anywhere. We'll go commercial free. We got to get this last commercial break out of the way. We'll come back with D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320. Let's get Big E in here, 916-909-1320. Big E, what's happening, baby?
Yo, vibes are up on a Friday, and I'm here on my best behavior.
Okay.
So with Jerry Jones, I honestly just think he's being petty. Like, in my opinion, he's always been willing to overpay players. And so my Buddha-like mindset conspiracy theory here is he's just waiting for SF to pay Ayuk. And then he's going to cut CD a deal that's going to just be one more a mil on average per year. But I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
So, look, I don't think you're necessarily far off. I think you got the wrong player, though. And I don't know if he wants to do that. Like, I don't think he wants to make them the highest paid player. But I think both sides might be waiting to see what happens with Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, right.
That's
I completely agree.
That's the one, and I think what's going to happen is whatever Ja'Marr gets, CD's team is going to want a dollar more.
All right, maybe this thing wasn't as kumbaya as I thought.
Uh-oh.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is in the comments section now.
Oh, man.
On Instagram.
Somebody call Pittsburgh back.
God bless it. And this is, I guess this is a graphic from, I guess this is just some sort of 49er account. I don't think that's the official one.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Ayuk gets in there and says, Brad, I guess he's talking to somebody specific. Niners be in the media every day. LOL. It's two options out there. Pick one and stop dropping reports. Simple. All right, man. All right. Confidence meter, everybody.
Yeah, let's go around the room. Where are we at?
Confidence meter.
That he will be traded, it's moved up to 60.
Well, I was at less than 10% like 20 minutes ago. I think I'm 25 now.
Family.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I found it. We back in there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave it on CNN. That's distracting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
This is weird, bro. Like, I don't.
This is weird.
I don't know why it's getting like this.
Buddy, put your phone down.
That's it.
Just put your phone down. We're not there yet. Just put your phone down. Everybody chill. Let's get through this.
Mm.
All right.
And what are the two? I mean, the two options, I guess.
Pay him or trade him, I guess.
Yeah. See, now, because now we're going to get contentious again. I was like, sure, we'll trade you for the deal that we want. If we don't get that, we won't trade you. See, look, it didn't got contentious already.
It did.
We thought we've solved all this.
Securing the Bagley says, why? He is speaking his truth. No, just don't speak right now.
Doesn't help anything.
Just it absolutely helps nothing. Mm-hmm. Just chill. Let your team get this done. Get off social media. I get your 26. Stay off of social media, or at least stay off anything that has to do with Brandon Ayuk on social media.
Because like I said, I would just go back. I was like, look, it's once again, getting contentious. Look, man, we told you what the deal was. If you want to go to Pittsburgh so bad, tell them to give up the wide receiver, and you can go there and get your money.
Look at Kenny's upset already.
Like, see,
we made so much progress down the drain.
Now it's down the drain.
And then what, we got to talk about the sorry-ass Christmas schedule next.
I mean, so I will say this. You guys say there's three or four games. I say there's one game that has no business being there. One game. It's Nuggets Suns. Why? It doesn't even have to be the Kings, but why would we want to see the Nuggets Suns?
There's no story to these games besides like Celtics Sixers, which is whatever at this point, and then Knicks and Spurs is honestly a year or two early.
Yeah, this is booking a pay-per-view with a bunch of matches that have no storyline.
Lakers-Warriors.
Well, except one.
Lakers-Warriors is a cheap pop.
And that's fine.
It's
That's fine.
It's Mankind here in Sacramento, California!
Yay! But there's nothing wrong with that. That's completely okay. I'm fine with Steph and LeBron. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Spurs and Knicks, like, come on, man. I don't even like the Timberwolves and Mavs, and I don't like the Nuggets and Suns. The 76ers and Celtics is fine.
Why is that one okay?
The 76ers have a lot of hype. They have a ton of players. They have a new-look team. You've got the defending champions. I get it. You need another Eastern Conference team. You wanted to use New York, so you can't do the Knicks at the Celtics. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think you were deciding between Milwaukee or Philadelphia.
Timberwolves.
Or perhaps Indiana.
Timberwolves-Mavs is a rematch of the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I don't care.
Luka and Ant-Man. Ant-Man got to be on Christmas Day.
He does?
Yeah.
I don't
think that he does.
Yeah.
Well, you got 10 team slots. Ant-Man shouldn't be one of the 10?
He can be one of the 10, but I don't think he has to be one of the 10. So Jokic has to be there then.
Probably so. We explained our Nuggets situation yesterday, but if we watch them the game, he's going to do stuff that's amazing.
Okay.
So then
what do we do? So we're taking KD and Book out?
I think the Suns need to be off.
I don't disagree.
Suns need to be off. You know, people will get upset here in Sacramento. We don't have much of a leg to stand on this go-around. Last year, I thought we did. This year, no, we're non-playoff team. We shouldn't be on Christmas Day. OKC should be upset. They've got an MVP-caliber player.
Yep.
They were the one seed last year. The fact that they couldn't get that sun spot is... It's not
so okay. We're just shoehorning Wimby into this.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Spurs, I'm not sure if they're going to... You better hope Wimby goes for like 40 that game.
The thing about it, though, the Knicks game doesn't have to be this great game. It's the first game on the West Coast. It's relatively early. Like, the Knicks game is more about the Knicks.
It's like a 9 o'clock start, isn't it?
Yeah. The Knicks game is always more about the Knicks on Christmas Day. So if you are going to put Wemby in a game, that probably would be the one, because it doesn't have to be this big rivalry or story game. The story is the Knicks on Christmas Day.
They should.
So at that, I'm okay with that.
They should have put the Lakers against the Nuggets, the Mavs against the
Lakers and Nuggets. Mm-mm. I don't want that.
Well, I see where you're going. Yeah, Lakers, Nuggets, Mavs, Warriors in Golden State. Clay goes home.
You could have did like OKC, Minnesota or something.
The Clay goes home thing is popular. You don't do that, though, because that's a pop for a different night. You don't want that on Christmas.
If you're who?
The NBA. I feel like you'd want that on. You want that as a a standalone.
You can do that in Dallas. Like, it doesn't have to be Clay returning to Golden. You can do that like in Dallas. True, it's just the story. There's a story to that game. There's no story to Nuggets.
I'm sorry, there's no story to Lakers Warriors?
They've been trying to force feed us that rot. Like, that's stemming from Warriors.
It's Steph and LeBron.
No. That's stemming from Cleveland and the Warriors thing. They've been trying to do that.
Steph and LeBron. I think
that's dead, over though. With, though.
Yeah, that's kind of
it's
dead.
Not over.
That's Randy Orton and Edge.
The Olympics might have revived it a little bit, but it's just like we're gonna be complaining about it come December 24th.
No, we're not.
That's Randy Orton and Edge.
Yeah. And
what they call that, the greatest match of all time?
That's disrespectful.
The 9th seed Lakers are facing off with the 10th seed Warriors. Awesome, bro.
That's a shoot.
Great.
That's a shoot. I'm sorry, what seed are the Spurs going to be?
That's what I'm saying. That's a year or two early. Because they're not going to be great. You got to hope Wemby goes for 40 that game or something.
But it's still early. It's okay. It's okay. That Knicks game is okay. You have to really start being strategic with your games, starting with the second game. Because now the whole country is up and
Western
on the
Conference
East Coast
rematch
getting
or
some
not,
food.
There's no story to that game.
Sam versus Luka. Sam versus Luka. So okay, so
you're
let me ask you guys.
It's feeling real WCW-ish with this booking by the NBA.
Let me ask you guys this. Let's do it this way. You've got 10 slots. Who do you need to fill those 10 slots with? Steph, LeBron. The Knicks,
Boston
because they're the champs.
The Knicks because of where they're located in the country. You have to put the MVP in.
Who was
right?
That?
The Nuggets.
Yeah. So that's five. Boston because they're the champs and they're Boston. So now you got five.
Yep.
I kind of feel like we all feel the same way. I could go without seeing them. But we know how the NBA operates. Luka's gotta be one of them, right?
I know.
But
it tells you what they think about Luka versus Shea, though, don't it? Now, and I don't mean the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Dallas. I'm talking about when you're talking about players at a box office. This tells you what the NBA thinks about Luka, the box office player, versus Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, the box office player.
I agree. And then the Warriors and Steph. That's where we at, seven now. So we got three more slots. I mean, once again, because of the where they are located and everything, it's probably you go with Philly, right? I thought they could have went Milwaukee there.
Nah, Paul George, Embiid, and Maxey, I think, is more entertaining on Christmas
than Dame and Giannis.
Yeah, we saw Dame and Giannis last year.
What happened in that game?
Well, I'm just saying, it wasn't. The Bucks just never really got going.
I don't remember that game.
Sixers or something new, too.
I cooked for like 12 hours on Christmas. I don't remember what happened in any of the games.
I don't remember that game at all. What did happen? The Knicks game, the Knicks won, I think. I think they played Philly. I don't remember what happened after.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, it was Lakers-Celtics, wasn't it?
I think so.
It was Lakers-Celtics. The Celtics won that game. The Warriors game, I don't know what happened. I didn't watch. Yeah. And the last game. Oh, you know why we don't remember? And this may be a little bit of the case. NFL was good on Christmas.
That's another
thing.
It was
Chiefs Raiders, and that was a good game. That was an upset.
Was it 49ers?
Eagles Giants, and then 49ers Ravens.
The NBA can't really be messing around with these games either, because the NFL is starting to come around and all that.
Yeah. Man, NFL was good last year. What are the games this year for the NFL?
Kenny Goodell already. Lost them. We lost them. Or one well, NBA
keep,
guy, we lost them.
You keep throwing the damn Warriors on there. Yeah, you'll lose me.
I try to put him up against the Mavs.
You're not going to watch Steph versus LeBron on Christmas.
No, I'm going to watch. I'm an NBA guy, so I'm going to watch. And whatever I'm trying
I'm an NBA guy. I'm not watching Nuggets versus Suns on Christmas night.
Well, what's the night game for the NFL? Let me see. Let me see.
Bryce says it's Seahawks at Bears, so nothing to worry
about. Oh, goodness sakes.
Cancel Christmas,
that
actually.
Is
gosh.
Awful.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, nobody cares about us at this point.
Stop putting the Bears on TV. God.
Nobody cares about us.
It's movie night at my house.
No, who said that, Bryce? You're wrong. That's the next day. It's this is a good game. Do they have a night game? What's going on here? They've got to have a night game. Maybe Bryce is right. So on this is bizarre. For Christmas, it's Chiefs at Steelers at 10 a.m. out here. It's Baltimore at Houston at 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they go a third game. It looks like they just got two.
Yeah.
Seahawks-Bears is Thursday, the 26th, for Thursday Night Football.
I take it back. That fits there.
Well, you can do whatever you want at that point. Hell, throw the Wizards on at 7:30. There ain't nothing else on.
Bryce is a fountain of misinformation.
Yeah, Bryce. Go take a lap. Fencing back.
I'd put him in timeout just on principle, but he's on Twitch, and I wouldn't have a clue if he'd ever get back.
Twitch is like timeout.
Shout out to all eight of you.
I forgot about this. Both games are on Netflix. Both football games are on Netflix. I forgot they got the game.
Their Christmas Day partner, that's right.
Yeah.
NFL on a Wednesday is disgusting, though, I'll say that.
It's nasty work. Yeah, those are good games though. I mean, I don't know how good Pittsburgh is going to be, but I mean, it's the Steelers, and you got Mahomes going to Pittsburgh on Christmas Day. That's good. And then Lamar versus CJ.
What day is Christmas? Is a Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Mm.
Maybe Brandon Ayuk versus Trent McDuffie of the Chiefs, and like you said, Lamar versus CJ Stroud, maybe.
Wednesday football is tough.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is a tough, tough look.
That is tough. So I remember we had talked about this. This is part of that stretch where for like 17 straight days, it's like NFL and college football playoffs.
Mm. Yeah, I remember
every day,
that.
Or like maybe 2 days out of 30 or something like that, don't have one of those two games. But. Well, I'm assuming we'll probably have college football playoffs on that Monday and Tuesday, or just the Tuesday. You got Monday Night Football on the Monday, college football playoff on Tuesday, NFL on Christmas. Then they play on Thursday, and then in a college football playoff on Friday and Saturday.
Hmm.
I can't lie. That's going to be pretty interesting. That's going to be kind of fire.
Yeah,
seeing all that stuff.
Anybody watching preseason football tonight? Houston and Pittsburgh. I think Justin Fields is playing tonight.
He's starting.
I read CJ is playing tonight, right? I think
I'll double check. I think you're right.
I think CJ's playing. I could be wrong. I thought I read he's playing the first quarter tonight, or maybe I thought the line was the first quarter. Mm. Dolphins play. Jesse will be out of here the second this show is over. It's the Falcons and Dolphins, and I think we got one more. Philly and Baltimore.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure, I'll watch it. It'd be on in the studio.
You got to know what you're watching for if you're going to watch preseason.
That's true.
And which is like a player or something.
So do you guys have anything that you're watching specifically in the preseason?
No.
I don't know. It's football. I'll watch the rookie quarterbacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like the Bears would be a team I'll tap in with.
I thought the Patriots stuff was interesting. It was basically Drake May played, but the way they didn't say it this way, but the way it was kind of framed is Drake May's not playing with – he's playing with starters and starters only.
Mm.
Like they're not going to put him out there with any other – like a second unit, or they're not going to tinker with a different offensive line. Like if the starters – when the rest of the starters are playing, Drake May will play.
Mm.
I saw, it's pretty easy to catch up on this stuff when you don't watch the game. he looked fine. Like, I don't know. I almost expected him to take a snap and fall down the way that they've been talking about him. But he looked
out there too.
He looked fine. The guy who really looked good was their third string quarterback.
That's the kid from Tennessee, Milroe, right?
What I put his name in the notes somewhere.
Joe Milton, securing the back. The Patriots fan threw it in there.
He was, my man was working. He was in, late, but I don't know how to evaluate this stuff.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I don't know what to do with this and weighing. Like, I feel like it's a little easier when we're watching this, the Kings. Or we're watching, guys like Keon Ellis, Boogie Ellis, whoever. I feel like it's a little easier to navigate. It's a smaller group of players. I have no idea how to judge what we're seeing in preseason football.
Yeah. I don't either. I know with like I guess the thing is you don't want to see anybody looking awful, I don't think, because I feel like they always talk about, or one of the things they've always said is the defense are pretty vanilla. So it's not like schemes and stuff like that. It's just right there, like man-to-man or it's cover two. I don't think there's a lot of blitzing usually going on in these games. So you don't want to see somebody just not being able to make the throws and stuff like that. But I've learned a number of different times. You can't get too hyped if somebody is making a couple of throws, right, or anything like that, because that doesn't always equate to the regular season football.
Yeah, it's it's a lot. Essentially, it's a lot. I don't think we talked about DK cracking his teammate in the head with the helmet the other day. My goodness. I think the thing was,
fight was happening while
with the camera on.
Well, they were doing an NFL Network.
So the idea that, I think their coach was like, yeah, these guys are just tired of practicing against each other. I think 95% of what preseason is just to hit somebody else. Mm. It's not really to run plays. Sure, you're evaluating some guys, absolutely. Mm. But as a whole, I think you're doing far more evaluating in practice than you are in these games.
Yeah, and then, the new thing that they talk about, too, is the bigger test and all this other stuff is the joint practices. That's what they always say.
Yeah, right?
No, preseason games are nothing. The joint practices is when you really get to evaluate.
And they hit.
Yeah.
I went to the Detroit Raiders one some years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they hit. Mm. Yeah, there were fights, too. they go at it pretty hard.
What's-her-names kept fighting. I think they did joint practices, and then they played a game yesterday. I think they were saying the Lions and the Giants kept fighting.
Was that the fines? Didn't they get fined for that?
I don't know.
They got the NFL. I don't think I'd ever seen that before. They got fined for multiple altercations in joint practices.
Yeah, it's a new thing they're starting to do.
So like 200,000 or something?
Yeah, they're starting to kind of just push teams away from that.
Yeah, it was a decent number.
As they should. They shouldn't be fighting during the joint practice.
I don't know. It's football. They get into it and break it up. Like, it's football.
Well, yeah, but they... Yeah,
nobody's ever gotten hurt from these things.
Well,
not all the time.
That's your joint practice against DK Metcalf.
Well, that man threw his
Didn't
helmet,
Cam Newton
dude.
Break someone's jaw?
He broke...
the cornerback's jaw, I think.
Broke his jaw how?
I don't know if he broke his jaw.
In a fight?
He punched
it
him.
Wasn't that Geno?
Did Geno break the locker room? He got his jaw broken.
I might be getting my Carolina Panthers mixed up, but
he got into a fight
with
Josh Norman one time. I don't know if he broke his jaw though.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking getting my stories mixed up
because they have the still photo of Cam choking him out with a big old smile on his face.
Oh, that's amazing, Cam. Cam Newton's career just like ended.
He's gonna
RKO out of nowhere.
He's not gonna be remembered as good as he was. He won't be remembered like that.
He's almost one of those guys that we always talk about. You had to be there, because Cam, for at least like 2 years, he was unstoppable.
Well, I was watching one of the videos yesterday. It's the one where the Seahawks are coming out of their tunnel or whatever, and Cam's just standing there watching or whatever. And it's just like Cam was that dude for a bit.
He was.
I think the anniversary of that fight is tomorrow.
Which fight?
Cam and Josh Norman. going on.
Choking him out and smiling.
Just grinning from ear to ear. There he is. That's funny.
You can't move Cam Noon. We saw that at the camp too.
Cam is he's just different, man. Look, it's weird seeing his short hair too.
Yeah, man. Do you ever listen to Cam's podcast?
I've heard Cam's podcast. Yeah,
it's not bad or anything.
No, it's not bad at all.
Sometimes he gets some good conversations. I haven't heard it a lot, but the times I have heard it, it's. I always say, like, oh, maybe I'll listen to it more, and I never go back to it, but.
Hold on. This isn't really good. This isn't really, like, good video. It's a little after the fact. And the best part is probably the audio, which we're not going to play just in case.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on in that audio.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Mm. Yeah, these pictures are terrific.
That I remember a couple years ago, one of the... Uh-oh.
No, this might be a better one. No, it's all the same. All the cameras got rolling after the chokeout.
I remember one of the pretty famous 49er fights was between Fred Warner and Brandon Ayuk.
I remember that. Yeah.
Into it. And Brandon Ayuk is kind of... Not Brandon Ayuk, but Fred Warner, he's kind of... Like, I wouldn't say he's an S starter, but he likes it. Like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to push you until the point where you're tired. And that's when Ayuk was like, man, Fred just always be talking. I got tired of hearing him talk.
Wasn't that the, Fred Warner's pushing him to be great out there. Isn't that what that was?
I think they talked to Ayuk. He was like, man, he just always be talking, man. I'm tired of hearing
him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Yeah, De'Aaron Fox punched Boogie Ellis today. What? What? Yeah, but I guess they was talking too much, so De'Aaron just went up and punched him. No, they're fine. You know, it's fine.
No, well, look, can you imagine that happening in an NBA training camp? Veteran just punches a young guy? Like, where does that happen?
And the chief concern of the team is how the video got out. I'm sorry, coach. We asked you about your Draymond Green punching one of your young players. Yeah, I just want to know how y'all found out about this. Who put the video out there? This feels like sabotage. We've got some work to do in our organization. No, that's good, Steve. Jordan Poole's a bloody mess. Like, do you have a comment on that or no?
He's a bloody mess.
Which I don't think was true. I don't think Jordan Poole was a bloody mess at all. But still.
Can you imagine Steve's talking and Jordan Poole's still in the corner, not even gotten up yet?
looking like an ECW fighter. Like a.
Oh, God. So bad.
Oh, my God. So goodness. Bad. That makes that story even crazier. There's only two times that, no, three times that I can remember. In the NBA, they're talking about in the chat Bobby Portis when he socked up Mirotić.
Yeah.
Draymond Green.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zach Randolph socking up Ruben Patterson. Mm-hmm. Man, that's not funny either, man. But they said,
you know what's funny
said Quintel Woods had Ruben Patterson hemmed up and Zach teed up on him. Come on, man. What the hell was going on with the Blazers? That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, you know what's crazy?
Steve Kerr
about
got
that?
Punched too, by the way.
Oh, he did. Who did he get punched by?
Jordan.
Jordan said he got mad, went, took a shower, got in a call, and called Steve Kerr. He said, I'm sorry, man. The best part was, I think he stole this story in the show.
Yeah, the last day.
He was pissed at Phil, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he punched Steve Kerr. Like, what sort of dumb stuff is that?
I don't know. I feel like I might have to revisit the last one.
Charlie, I've been thinking about that lately, too. Charlie's really pissing me off. I'm going to go punch Jesse. What? All right.
Punch Karoche.
For no reason. Mike said, I picked the smallest dude in here and just punched him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I was thinking about that because I saw some clip. I was like, I might have to go back and watch The Last Dance. Have you seen Serena's thing?
Nah.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't.
I want to check it out.
Yeah, I'd like to watch that one. I'd like to watch that one. But I haven't seen it. I need to find something good to watch.
Football,
at least,
maybe?
I was going to say at least for a few weeks. Well, yeah, but these games are going to be... By the time we get home, the game's going to be almost over.
The NFL Network always plays them.
Okay.
NFL Network all right, night long.
Pal. I don't know what you're trying to get me to do, but you think if I'm sitting down rewatching preseason Tennessee and Houston, like, get out of my face.
So, all the way back around, though, our NBA Christmas Day thing, though. Who would you rather see? Like, obviously the Kings, but is there somebody that should be on Christmas Day that isn't? I say OKC has an argument.
OKC has a great argument. Yeah, I feel like the Kings deserve to be on Christmas Day.
You think
Day.
Indiana got an argument?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they score 1,000 points per game.
Yeah. If I was Indiana, I'd kind of be. But
I mean,
who
Indiana,
would you take off?
So that's the
they
thing.
Probably be mad at. No, you know what they should be? They should be New York.
Yeah, they're mad at right. Yeah. You booked the angle on SmackDown a couple months ago.
Yeah,
you could have run that as the teaser package.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on that, and you could put Wimby. You could honestly put Wimby against the Nuggets.
See, that's the other one. Like, you could take the Suns off. I love KD. He's a legend. If you want to put over Wimby, yeah, put him against Jokic.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And I think the Pacers at Knicks would have been much better. That's a good call.
Do you think, like...
I really don't care.
Timberwolves and Mavs should be on there at all?
I don't care for that game at all.
Do you think either team should be off or just that game? Like, you think Minnesota should be off?
I'm good with either. I'm good by switching the game by removing one of the teams. Mm. You can keep one of them. We don't need both of them. And the Mavs, I guess they get the nod because they went to the... But part of this, I guess, is, you know, to use the term again, getting over your young talent. And if Anthony Edwards is one of your guys moving forward, throw him on Christmas.
Just another example of everybody.
The 76ers, though, are the exact opposite. There isn't a young dude in sight. Well, Tyrese. Yeah, that's right. That's Tyrese.
Just another example of everybody hating on Halliburton.
Well, Halliburton's got he's battling everybody. Now he's battling the league. He's battling Steve Kerr.
Hey, if Tatum don't play tomorrow, they need to readjust that schedule and make it Celtics Warriors.
That's a fact. Just come out and say, "Nah, Shams was wrong." It's Lakers at 76ers, yeah. Warriors at Celtics.
Yeah, because we need to see that or put it on MLK Day.
Well, nothing can go wrong on that day. Shaq and Kobe made up on MLK Day.
And I
Kobe's
think
stretching and Shaq walks over. What the hell is this dude doing? Oh.
And I think that's the same game where Shaq tried to fight Andrew Bynum. Remember that? A young, like, 19-year-old
where
Bynum?
Where he turned and dunked it. Was that the same game?
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh, wow. Oh, I remember that play very, very well. Bynum got him. Shaq came down, got Bynum. Bynum went back and got him again. And what, Shaq throw the ball at him?
Shaq, no, he gave him like a forearm from hell.
Oh.
He gave him like an elbow straight to the chest and a whole bunch of other stuff. And they were like, whoa.
I realized as we were talking that I haven't gotten like a Jason Tatum will play tomorrow tweet.
Mm.
I don't think that tweet has been sent.
I think he's going to play.
He better play.
I think he will.
Steve already looking funny.
I think he'll play, man. And that we didn't talk about that. We had been talking about that. But
sorry, I'm watching this clip.
What's the clip?
Shaq and
Bynum.
This is yeah. So Bynum comes back. Oh, he turns him around. He gets him. Oh yeah, and yeah. Now he's feeling himself. Yeah, and now that yeah. Okay, I remember this a little bit different. Look at Kwame Brown ready to rush in there, sir. All right, Bynum, I see you. Yeah, he did. He drilled him. Oh, Shaq was in his feelings a little bit.
Shaq was
Come on,
upset.
Big fella.
Shaq was upset.
Yeah, he had a nasty dunk that set Bynum to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Bynum went right back up, first touch, got it back.
Nice little spin move.
Yep.
Pinned him with the arm, dunked it, and then it seemed like he might have said a little something or whatever.
He definitely did.
Yeah. It's good times. Bynum was like 19. That was crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
You mentioned something real quick before we get out of here that we had thought about talking about was I made the comment to you where like Steve Kerr looked a little different.
Yeah.
He looks a little different. I still think he's a good coach, but all this, like, I hate to say it, but I guess I understand what Warrior fans are talking about. I guess I understand. Like,
I hate how much we related to Golden State Warrior fans yesterday.
Jeez.
Between Steph and Steve Kerr. It was like, well, this is uncomfortable.
It's like, I think Kyle was talking about on the Insiders, but it's like, yeah, Moses Moody's just sitting there every game, but no, he wants to play. Who was that one kid that – some G League guy that he kept playing? And, yeah, every time Moses Moody plays, he plays well. Just doesn't play him for whatever reason. So I think Steve Kerr is a good coach, but – it kind of looks like he got Steph Curry in that kind of mask.
Well, it doesn't help that Steph Curry saved his ass last night. But,
and he just, Anthony Lamb, thank you, Drew Down. He kept playing Anthony Lamb over Moses Moody. But it seems like more times than not, Steph just saving Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, they just signed him to an extension.
Yeah, you're not going nowhere.
Yeah, like I think he'll finish this thing out with the Warriors.
Yeah,
I'll be watching them a little bit differently this year.
Yeah, it's a little, when I see those tweets watching them from Warriors world. Yep. I'm like, well, I don't like you, but you might be right.
Yeah, yeah, not going to fight you on this one. Not going to fight you on this one. And it's funny, he didn't even get stalled out. Here's a question we didn't ask yesterday, and it's a hypothetical, doesn't mean nothing. So, because we talked about Steve was going to get destroyed if they lost. It turns out they won, and he got destroyed anyways. We talked about LeBron and how people were going to get their jokes off.
Uh-huh.
It was going to be no heat for Steph?
I don't think so.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, the
I don't
people
think
that really,
so either.
Yeah.
I don't think so either, but wow.
The people that really want to like pick on Steph, they'll find a way. But I think the hierarchy would have been Kerr, LeBron. I think Embiid would have been before Steph and then Steph. And at that point, they might have been all hated out.
Mm.
No, they would have been just exhausted from all the hate at that point that they don't even really bother Steph.
Well, I'm glad we don't have to worry about that.
I'm glad we don't either.
That was as fun of a day doing this show as I've ever had.
Yeah. I got to go back and watch I want to watch the fourth quarter again. I heard Noah Eagle was like really good.
Mm-hmm.
I kept seeing that. Our guy Noah Eagle. And they were like, man, he killed it or whatever the case may be. So, just want to relive it without the stress.
Yeah, right. I might run that one back. Again, speaking of running back, that's what we're going to do.
Hey.
We got the Insiders, some stuff from the Insiders coming up. And then, of course, more of D'Lo and KC. Some gold medal games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
As the Olympics wind down, it is the USA versus France in both games.
Mm.
The men tomorrow, the women on Sunday. And then the closing ceremonies will happen where the Paris Olympic Committee hands off the figurative baton to Los Angeles.
Countdown
and the first
begins.
The first steps to the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles will be taken.
Mm-mm-mm. Can't wait.
Kendrick Lamar and Snoop, man. I can't wait.
D-Lo going to have the torch at some point.
Who?
You.
Oh, I don't think they're going to ask.
You're going to have the torch.
Well, it will come through Sacramento, yeah, I'm sure. I'm just assuming they're going to go with.
Is that just an America thing, real quick? Like, was the last time, was it? Was it Atlanta, or they had it another time after that?
No, I think they. Well, wait,
the torch
that it
runs through Sacramento, or is it just?
Yeah, no. Countries run it. They run it like all over the place when they have the games.
Gotcha.
So my guess is this thing will start on the East Coast and make its way this way. And
it'll be in Sacramento.
Someone will be there to receive it. I assume it's going to be Snoop. Someone will be there to receive the torch in Paris, and I assume it'll be Snoop.
It'll be in Sacramento on my birthday. Matter of fact, I'm going to carry the torch for my birthday.
You should get that honor. Yeah. You should absolutely get to carry the torch on your birthday.
Let me talk
birthday.
To somebody from the IOC right now.
You do have to run, though. You're going to have to run job. To like Folsom or something.
Well, all right. They got to settle down.
Well, let's also, we're not exactly sure you're going to be here next year. We're not exactly sure you're going to be back Monday. So from all of us, good luck. Follow Jazz's lead. And remember, if you see a bear or a jaguar or whatever Jesse saw the sign for, just stay still and don't record it.
Oh, man. Pray for me.
Run it back next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos USA.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.